Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Wells. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Conway. Batting third. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Pat Sierratt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Wright moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sierratt. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Wright scores. Trosky moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is called out on strikes. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming takes first base on ball four. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fleming moves to second. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fleming scores. Edwards moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Pat Sierratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierratt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Edwards scores. Boudreaux moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. the White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. One out. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a fly ball into center field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dickey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Conway applying the tag. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kennedy. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Kennedy steals second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0 for 1 in the game. Conway hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker who is chasing the ball. Fleming reaches third base with a triple. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 1 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tucker moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tucker moves to third. Appling moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Trosky hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Conway catches it and throws to second with Boudreaux covering, to double up Appling. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller strikes out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0-for-2 in the game. Conway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Fleming hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Conway moves to second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sierra. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-2 in the game. Wells bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Callaway moves to third. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Conway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sierra takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sierra moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Appling hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 3 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Conway hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. he's got one RBI. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway misplays the ball. That's an error on Callaway. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau bunts between the mound and first base. Grove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boudreau for the out. Edwards moves to second. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sierra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Edwards scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sierra. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Callaway applying the tag. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Keltner moves to third. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-3 in the game. Feller hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses pinch hits for Leo Wells. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Fernandez pinch hits for George Dickey. Ed Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Whitey Platt pinch hits for Orville Grove. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels pinch runs for Whitey Platt. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.